All right, so let's get started because I always try to be conscious of people's time. This is Behind the Door series number 10. It's part of our initiative at L&B Counseling of breaking the stigma of counseling. We try to do that by showing you some of the things that we do in our practice, some of the techniques we use, and then hopefully pass that along to you as caregivers or clients or prospective clients. A lot of the times, a lot of things that we've certainly talked about in the past over the last nine, and especially today, is talking about the foundation of the science and why we do the things that we do. We traditionally try to be somewhat unorthodox. We'll get out of the office. We'll play games. Even if you're adults, we try to do things in a non-traditional way. That way, we can just relate really well to our clients and give them a different spin of what therapy is. So this, along with a lot of other things that are on our website, you can see is our way of trying to break the stigma of counseling. And now more than ever, it's certainly needed. So today, what I'd like to talk about and what I said earlier was just kind of follow up on those habit loops, the neural pathway development, the decision tree that we use, and the shoulder technique that we use to kind of help you. And I want to break it into two different things as far as age groups go. I know I teased it in the email and in the social media stuff as far as understanding kids and then adults. What I want to talk about is just neuroplasticity. So think of it like Play-Doh. And as a kid, it's very malleable. And there's lots of room for all these things to happen and develop. And that's done through play and interaction and social context and learning. And then as you grow, older, especially after the age of like 24, 25, 26, that neuroplasticity gets hard. And that's all a product of your neural network and your neural development. A lot of stuff that we talked about with the habit loop and how habits become habits and then turn into automation. So we're looking for good automation, but there's essentially two things that are happening as you age. The brain is looking to develop those habits for automation. So just think about walking, talking, crawling as kids, all the way up to driving a car when you're a teenager and learning how to drive. And so the more you do it, obviously the better you get at it, we hope, at least when it comes to driving, those kind of things, brushing your teeth. It frees the brain up to now think about and do other things when you're doing things in automation. So that's one design of the brain and that network. And that neuroplasticity as a kid, you're just deciding what's important and what's not important. If you remember those slides in the past when all those neurons are firing everywhere. And so things get more developed. And those roads that we I'll usually always say get more hardened. And the more you do something, the more the road kind of gets overlaid and overlaid and overlaid. And that can be good or bad depending on what those habits are. Obviously, here we're trying to help you establish good habits or build new ones that are healthy. So you're looking at two things. The brain's trying to do automation, and then now, whatever age you are, it's looking for three markers. So it's looking for duration, it's looking for the pathway, and then it's looking for the outcome. And it's constantly searching for that information when you're developing a new habit or a new behavior. So you're looking at how long is this thing going to last? How am I going to do it? And then how am I going to know when I achieve it? That's why you'll hear kids, and I know it's a cliche, but are we almost there or how much longer? It's their way of figuring out like, all right, how long is this trip? Can I continue to do what I'm doing with my entertainment, looking out the window, playing on devices, all those things? And then, what's it going to look like? So if they've never been to the beach, or been to the mountains or wherever you're going, they need a framework to help them understand what arrival looks like, especially when they're little. But we as adults, even kids, teenagers, everyone's doing this. They're looking for, how long is this going to last? What is the pathway to get there? And then what is the duration? Or not, excuse me, not duration, but what is the outcome? So what's it look like when you've accomplished it? So how we incorporate that is, we use the decision tree and then the shoulder technique to kind of help you with some of those things. Anxiety and that neural network can make you kind of question what is the pathway. And sometimes the pathway feels like, let me avoid this thing And so you get some dopamine from that because it thinks you're on the right path. And then the outcome is that you learn to avoid hard situations. And this may be something, it could be intellectual, it could something be creative, it could be something physical, but you're developing that pathway to avoid things that are uncomfortable. So we see a lot of that obviously here in our practice. We see a lot of stuff as far as pathway development when it comes to some of the things that mitigate that come with depression. And so what we try to do is, whether it's with a kid or a teenager or an adult, you have to look for those times when there's friction and tension. And so what happens when there's friction and tension? I know we've talked about stress, and stress sometimes gets a bad name, but when you have stress, adrenaline is released. And a lot of people are uncomfortable with that, but it's really the best time to affect that neuroplasticity. So you're looking for tension, and it could come in the form of anxiety, depression. It could come in the form of, if you're doing like I run, so in a hard workout, you're looking for that tension. And instead of pulling away, you lean in. And what happens is, if you lean in and give really good focus, so think of the shoulder technique, which is, hey, this is not worry, this is anxiety. Here's this tension. I don't like it, but I know that I don't have a reason to run away from it, a logical reason to run away from it. So you lean in. So you listen to the left shoulder, like we've talked about before, saying there's no reason to run away. This is where you want to be. And by doing that and giving really good focus to the left shoulder and saying, hey, I'm going to get through this, that's my outcome, this is the pathway, follow the shoulder technique. When you do that, you get some dopamine that comes on board and says, hey, you're on the right path. I know this is hard, but it gives you a little boost to keep going. And the outcome then becomes like, I am just going to listen to my left shoulder. I am going to tolerate. I am going to learn to manage this uncomfortable feeling, this tension, because I know it's the right thing to do. And so by acknowledging the tension and then giving it focus, you're now changing the plasticity in your brain. Works really well for adults. It's the only way it can work. So if you've got some neural networks that are set, let's say you have OCD, that the only way to change that neural network, because it's been overlaid so many times over and over and over and over, called that habit loop, the only way to change that neural network is to look for the tension, lean into it, and put focus on it and say, I know this is uncomfortable, but this is what I'm going to do. It works really well with teenagers too, because that neural network is already starting to be overlaid, just not as many layers. So there's still some, it still is maladaptive, and you still are, you still can play around with it. And then kids, if you set them on the right path to say, like, here's some tension, you don't necessarily have to run away from it, just give it some focus, use these tools, use these techniques, some of the stuff that we teach. And the decision tree and the shoulder technique works really well for kids too. Then their neural network is getting overlaid in the beginning very correctly. But for our teenagers and our adults that we see, this process of recognizing the feeling, what is this? And then, all right, what do I want to do with this? Which is maybe it's not a good time and place. So maybe sometimes you do need to rest and you can't lean in for whatever reason. That's part of the decision tree. That's what we want you to do. If you're going to give focus and effort and deal with this tension, that's part of the decision tree and part of the shoulder technique. If you do that, you're going to need to rest because the brain, that takes a lot of energy. As we talked about before, like brain drain, it takes a lot of energy to give that focus and that effort and that energy and deal with that tension. So you're going to need to rest. That's why on the other side of the shoulder technique and the decision tree, it gives you those tools to help you chill out and just kind of chill out your brain and not think about it and get away. It could be listening to podcasts, music, go for a run, you name it, talk to someone, but it's meant to just to help you check out because you do need to rest for when the times that tension's there and you do want to fight. So that's just a brief overview of kind of how the neural network is overlaid and overlaid. How that happens, it goes back to automation. You're wanting to know what duration, you're wanting to know pathway, and you're wanting to know outcome. I know kind of what we talked about before with COVID. That's why it's shooken so many people is we don't know we don't know the outcome, right? So we can't see the end. Sometimes the pathway feels like it's changing depending on the information. And so, and we don't know what the duration is going to be either when it comes to these things. So that's why we're experiencing a lot of grief when it comes to COVID, because a lot of those things that we would normally use to operate, create our neural network, and create automation have been taken away because of the pandemic. There's other things that go on in our life that we can have a little bit more control over. So we're able to use this platform, and it works really well. That's why sometimes when it comes to like the COVID thing, it is a little tricky. Is it anxiety or is it worry? But you have to kind of identify in that moment where you are. Is it worry? And then go do something about it, which is more of an evolutionary response system, which is designed to keep us alive, and allow us to have offspring from a purely scientific perspective. Or is it anxiety? And it's a fluid situation. It may change from minute to minute, but at least if you're using that decision tree and then that shoulder technique, you can process when it comes to some of this anxiety or if it's worry. So I hope that helps. Like I said, we try to do this just to break the stigma of counseling, help you understand why we teach you some of the things that we're teaching you, other than we just, they sound really cool. They're science-based. The brain is just an incredible thing, and we're learning so much about it. And I encourage you to look at that podcast if you have the time. Probably not with little kids around, but the doctor on there, I think his name is Andrew Huberman. He runs a neuroscience lab in Stanford, and he's doing some other cool stuff with sight and things like that too. So it's not just about this kind of overlay process that I talked about. That will be it for today. Like I said, I always try to keep it under 15 minutes or so. Just be conscious of your time. I don't see any questions at the time. So thanks for being here. Thanks for continuing to watch. And we will see you next week for another episode of Behind the Door series. Great. Have a great day.